I am a child of God. You can turn with me to John chapter 14. The last week and a half has been, for me, different, I can say. Normally, God gives me something that he wants me to speak on, and then, you know, I start thinking about it and find scripture and stuff like that. About a week and a half ago, I got the word imagine. And it just kept coming and coming and coming. And I look for scripture, and it's like, there was one scripture I think I found with the word imagine in it. And it didn't make sense to me to what how I was going to build a sermon on that scripture. And as I just was studying and looking and deciding what, you know, God wanted me to do, the word imagine kept coming back to me. And I'm like, all right, God, what is this? So I went to good old Webster. Anybody know Mr. Webster? Yeah. I went to good old Webster and I said, imagine. And good old Webster, of course, he answered me. And again, it was like one of those things is, okay, all right, now I know, imagine, form a mental image or a concept of. Okay, form a mental image or a concept of. And I said, okay, that's good, but really? So then I looked up some more and I saw, here's the synonyms. Visualize, envisage, envision, picture, conceptualize, plan, project, scheme, conceive, think up, think of, fantasize about, dream up. Okay. Then I looked up a little bit deeper and the second meaning was suppose or assume. Assume, presume, expect, propose, suppose, think, surmise, conjecture, believe. Oh. So as I looked up words in that, and I'm saying, believe. What's believe? Well, assume, conjecture. And I started looking, and they're very close words, but I never had thought about imagine and believe being the, you know, kind of tied in like that, you know. And so I look up believe, and this very second thing in belief says faith. And I'm saying, okay, now God, you're getting something going in my head. And so as I started to pray about it, God led me to this scripture. John chapter 14. Do not let your heart be troubled. Believe in God. Believe also in me. In my Father's house are many dwellings. If it were not so, I would have told you. For I go and prepare a place for you. If I go and prepare a place, I will come again, receive you unto myself, and where I am, there you may be also. And you know the way where I'm going. And then, of course, we see here's old Thomas. Lord, we did not know where you're going. How are we going to know the way? You know Thomas. Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but through me. If you had known me, you would have known my Father also. From now on, you know him, and you have seen him. Philip said to him, Lord, show us the Father, and it is enough for us. And he says, have I been so long with you, and yet you have not come to know me, Philip? He who has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, show us the Father? Do you not believe that I am in the Father and the Father is in me? The words that I say, I do not speak of my own initiative, but the Father abiding in me does his work. Believe me that I am in the Father and the Father is in me. Otherwise, believe because of the works themselves. Truly I say unto you, he who believes in me, the works that I do, he will do also, and greater works than these shall he do because I go to the Father. Whatever you ask in my name, that will I do, so that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask anything in my name, I will do it. If you love me, keep my commandments." And all of a sudden, God said, "See? Your faith, your belief, is only bound by your imagination." What can you imagine God doing for you? What can you imagine God doing for this church? What can you imagine God doing for this nation? See, as I thought of imagine, I think back, and Austin used to have an imaginary friend. Huh? A lot of kids have imaginary friends. And Austin used to talk to him and everything else, and he had this imaginary friend. And when we are kids, our imagination sometimes runs wild. Tell a kid he can't do something, and he'll figure it out how he can do it. Right? He's not bound by the things that bind us as adults. See, when we get to be adults, we change our thinking, and our imagination, I think, starts to close in a little bit. I can remember as Austin was growing up, I can remember we'd go out and play football in the yard. Now, prior to me building a garage, my yard was two tiers. I had a little yard right outside the house, and then I had a yard that sloped up. And so my bank was 10 foot high over here, and then it sloped down to about 3 foot high. And I always walked up over the 3 foot as much as possible because it's easier getting up 3 foot than 10 foot. And I know my wife used to cringe, but when we would go out and play football, Austin could imagine himself as being the greatest wide receiver ever. Okay? And he would run off about the 6 foot section of bank and jump up in the air as high as he could jump up, and I'd throw him the football and hit him up in the 10 foot above ground. Well, you know what? After he caught the ball, he had to come down. And every time my wife saw us doing that, she hated the thought that he's going to come down, he's going to break a leg. But see, he could only imagine that he was a superstar football player, and when he was jumping up in the air, he was making that fantastic catch. And I saw through life how that helped him on certain things. He used to make phenomenal catches in the outfield in baseball. And most of the time, he was in the air. Most of the time, he was jumping. He wasn't bound by the fact that he was 10 foot off the ground. He was bound by the fact that I can do this. And when man would say, "Austin, you're going to get hurt, and you shouldn't really do that." And he'd say, "Oh, I'm not going to get hurt, man. I can't break a leg. I can't break anything." He said, "Look how many times I've tried." His imagination. And so I started to look at this scripture. And I said, think about this. And this is what God wants us to see this morning. Is that we are only bound by what we can imagine. You know, if we can only imagine getting this high, we're going to get that high. But if we can imagine being up here for God, we can be up there for God. And so the last part of that scripture, it says there, he says, look, he says, "Truly I say to you, he who believes in me, the works that I do, he'll do also and greater than works." Can you imagine yourself being greater, doing more than Jesus did? Can you? Joe's shaking his head. Rick's shaking his head. Gene's shaking. Yeah. But what did Jesus tell us? He says we can do greater works than he did. But see, we can't imagine that. And so when I started to look at it, and I started to look at that word imagine, and I said, okay, if we can't imagine it, then we don't believe it, and then we don't have faith to do it. Because they all tie in. And so, you know, I sat there and I looked, and he says, look, I go and I build a place for you. Can you imagine heaven? Have you imagined heaven? Huh? Have you imagined what it's going to be like with the streets of gold? Have you imagined what it's going to be life like with no sin? Have you imagined what it's going to be like with no pain? So I think most of us can say, yeah, I've imagined that. I thought of that. I believe that. But then the last part of the scripture says, whatever you ask, you can do, so the Father may be glorified and greater than I did. But we can't imagine that. And so that's why I'm saying this morning is, we are limited in our belief and faith by our imagination. Because, see, we can't think that in our humanness that we can be greater than Jesus. Now, see, he's not saying we're going to be perfect. He's not saying we're going to be without sin. He's saying what? He spent 3 years working, didn't he? 3 years he spent on his ministry. What was he doing in that ministry? He was working for the kingdom of God, wasn't he? He was out there doing the things that God had told him to do, working for the kingdom of God. Would you say his 3 years of ministry was successful? As a ministry goes, I would say that it was pretty successful. You know? And it culminated then in the fact that he gave his life for us, that we could now have the Holy Spirit within us, and we could be like him. And I look at different things in the world, and I look at what things are happening, and I believe that our imagination, as far as our faith goes in our Christianity, has dwindled. Not just us, Christians in general. Christians in general. Because see, as we look at things around us happening, we can't imagine how God can change us. We can't imagine that God is working. A lot of us think, not us, but a lot of Christians think, yeah, God's not working real hard right now. Satan's working harder. It's not that God's not working. It's that we are not working. Because, see, Jesus said, I put this power within you that you can be doing greater works than I ever did. Janine went to a healing service. She didn't go to a healing service to just be part of a healing service. She went to a healing service because she could imagine that God could heal her. Okay? God touched Janine. Does that mean she has no more problems? No. But it's tolerable. It's better. She's not going through what she was going. But what if she would have said, well, you know, I prayed and prayed and prayed and prayed that God would do this. There's no sense in me going there because if God hasn't done it now, he's not going to do it. I'll just live with it. Could she have said that? Yeah, she could have very easily said that. But see, she went to this healing service imagining that she was taking one more step toward God. One more step to doing something that for God to work. And he worked. If you believe in God, Christ said, if you believe in God, believe in me. He said, because I am in the Father and the Father is in me. But you know, there's another scripture that says, and I will ask the Father and he will give you another helper, the Holy Spirit. That's the 16th verse there. The Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive because it does not see him, but you will get the Spirit of truth and you will know him because he abides with you and will be in you. So here's what I want you to see this morning. God says, here's my son, my beloved son, I'm pleased in him. Jesus said, I am in the Father is in me. Jesus says to the disciples, if you really believe, if you really believe, if you can imagine it, I can do it. We say God can do anything, right? As Christians, we say God can do anything. So then why do we limit him with what we can imagine? And why do we limit our own ministries by what we can imagine? I've heard so many people say, well, I can't witness. Why? Why can't you witness? Do you have friends? Do you talk to them about things? Do you talk to them about sports? Do you talk to them about, oh, I went to see this movie and it was really great? Do you talk to them about stuff like that? Well, yeah, but that's different. Is it? Is it? Witnessing is just talking to people and you're just saying, here's what God's done for me. You know? And I can imagine God doing it for you if you would let him. Because he's done it for me. Jesus said, I'll give you the Holy Spirit. And now he comes back and he says, so here it is. I am in the Father and the Father is in me. The Holy Spirit, which is part of the Trinity, I now give you and is in you. Which means you are in the Father, you are in me, and you are in the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit and the Father and the Son are in you. So what can you imagine? What can you imagine? What does God want to do in your life? What does God want to use you for in his work? What kind of works can you do for God? You're only bound by what you can imagine. See, faith and belief and imagining things are all in that same category. You know, if you look at them all, the synonyms are all so close. And I never looked at it like that. And I looked at faith and I said, yeah, you know, God says if you have faith as a grain of mustard seed, you can move a mountain. And I think a lot of us have pretty good faith. But not any of us have moved the mountain. And I think it's because we can't imagine us moving a mountain. We can't imagine us saying, hey, mountain, move. We can't imagine certain things when it comes to God. Because, see, we still put God here and us here. And what God says is, we're here. He says, I'm in you, you're in me. You're now my child. You're in my family. Oh, by the way, I look at you. This is God speaking, not me, okay? And I'm not saying I'm God. I'm saying this is how I can envision. This is how I imagine God saying it to us. Look, I'm God. This was my son. My son is now within you. You are my children. By the way, you're just the same as this son. You're the same as Jesus when Jesus was here. You can do whatever you come to me and ask me. Whatever you want to do in my name, you can do. God's given us that permission. Now we're limited by what can I imagine I can do? I look at different people, missionaries and stuff like that, and I think, you know, these people have gone into different countries. Did they have more faith? I don't know that they had any more faith. Were they closer to God? How can you be much closer to God if you've accepted Christ as your Savior? You're His child. So what was the difference? And I think it was the difference was they were not bound by saying, I can't do this. They weren't bound by their imagining that, well, I can't do this. You know. And I hear us as Christians so many times say, oh, we can't do that. I can't do that. There's no way. You know. And I think about that and I say, look. God says, right here, He says, I say to you, he who believes in me, the works that I do, he will do also, and greater works will he do. Greater works. Greater works than I do, we can do. And as much as I've studied this week, I still have a hard time imagining that I can be greater than Jesus. And what I'm talking about is not as part of the Trinity, but as his 3 years of serving God here in his ministry. He says, I can be greater than that. You look at ministers like Billy Graham. And, you know, the ministries that they have, and you look at it and you say, I believe he could imagine that his ministry could be one of the greatest ministries on earth. And that's the approach he took. See, we're bound by what we can imagine for us. But Jesus says to us, he says, look, he said, I want you to understand. He says, what you can imagine, I can do. If you can think of it, if you can imagine it, if you can believe that it's there, I can do it. Oh, by the way, so can you. And that's where it quits. We pray to God because God can do anything. But if the Father is in me, why am I bound that I can't do it? Only because I can't imagine me doing it. And that's where God led me this week. He said, we need to know here in this body of believers, we can do great works. I didn't count how many here. I'd say 12, 13, 14, 15, somewhere in that category this morning. Just, you know, briefly looking. I don't know how many are online. But God wants each one of you this morning. Whether you're here, whether you're online, or the ones that couldn't be here. If you are part of this body, start imagining that this body can do a great work for God. You know, we've been through some trying times here in this body of believers. But every time that Satan has attacked, God has given his spirit of unity to us. And we can grow. What he's saying this morning is, you can do far more than you believe you can do. You look around and you say, what can 30 people do? 30 people can do a lot. When they're doing it for the Lord. You know, God doesn't say we have to have 500 people to be doing great works. He says we have to be able to imagine that with Jesus Christ in our lives, we can do it. We can become great workers for the Lord. Jesus' 3 years was all about getting people to understand God and what God wanted to do in their lives. And this here is his disciples. And he says, look, I've been with you a long time and you still don't understand. See, they were looking at Jesus as the Savior and the Messiah. They weren't looking at it as Jesus as being the human side of Jesus, being in the Father and the Father in him. Jesus was being led by God. And Jesus' ministry was because he knew that whatever he asked his Father was going to do. And he says, so be it with you. I send my Holy Spirit so that you may be able to do far more than you can imagine. As Christians, we can reach far more than we can imagine we can reach. We bind ourselves and says, oh man, I'm never going to reach 5 people for the Lord. Or I can reach 5,000 people for the Lord. I don't know what God has in store for each one of us. But I know that if we can imagine it, and we can imagine that we can be great in God's kingdom, that we can do great works for God, that God will do the great works within us and through us. And so this morning I would like to challenge you. Let your imagination flow. When you're thinking about God this week and you go to God and say, God, would you heal this person? That maybe go and say, God, how can I be used in helping to heal this person? Maybe God wants you to go and pray with the person. Maybe God, I heard Marcia say, this morning about, she's sure Georgia wouldn't mind having some visitors. I'm sure, you all know it gets lonely when you're not able to do the things you want to do and you were always able to do. What can you imagine yourself doing for God? And so as you're looking to God this week, say, God, I don't know what I can do for you. But I'm just going to believe your word. And I'm going to let Jesus work within me to do the works that were greater than his. You may not. And Jesus healed a lot of people. That may not be how God gifts you to do it. Okay? But God says we all have gifts and talents that he wants us to use. How can we best use them? Let's imagine that we are Jesus. That's tough. Because I'm like, man. I can't be like Jesus. I can't be Jesus. No, I'm not Jesus. But he says, you can be like me. Okay. Well, how am I going to be like Jesus? It's not going to happen. It will if we let the Holy Spirit work. See, the Holy Spirit's there. Why? To guide you. To share with you. Oh, to make you more like Jesus. There's a great amount of work to do. And we should be working harder now than ever. Because Satan's working harder now than ever. We can be praying. We can be sharing. We can be doing whatever God calls us to do. And we can be great at it if we can imagine ourselves being great at it. That's all it takes. Imagine yourselves being great at it. I have a video. Well, Dave has a video that I asked him to pick up. I'd like to watch it, and then I'll close with prayer. Let's not limit ourselves this week in what we now imagine. Let's imagine greater things. If you would stand with me. Here's a challenge I want to leave you with. You listened, you saw the words of that song. Now here's my challenge. He's talking about heaven. Can we imagine life on earth being like that? That all we do is worship God. That all we do is walk beside God. That all we do is stand in His presence. Because, see, Jesus said, I am in the Father is in me. I am in you, and you are in me. See, we can't imagine what it's going to be like in heaven. And because we can't totally imagine what it's going to be like in heaven, we limit what it can truly be like here. The Holy Spirit, all those things they said can be part of our life here if we can imagine God being a God of His Word and truly being in us and allowing us to be in Him and to be like Jesus. Imagine that. That was my title. Imagine that. God is in us. And we are only limited by what we can imagine God doing. And He says, I can do it all if you'll let me. Let's pray. Lord, we thank You this morning for Your Word. We thank You for the Holy Spirit being within us. And God, I pray that this week, that as we pray, as we focus on You, as we read Your Word, let us imagine that we can be so much more. That we can actually work. Our work can be greater than Jesus was here on earth. You said it's true. We have belief in You. We have faith in You. And we are only bound by our human imagination of, I can't do it. But God, You have said, you all can do it. Trust in Me. So let us get out of the boundaries of our current imagination. And let us say to You, God, what truly can I do if I really imagine that You're within me and working through me? Go with us, give all safety, be with those that could not be with us this morning. Bless them, touch them. Let us all imagine that we can be greater than Jesus when He was here on earth. That's real tough. But God, You said it. And if You said it, it's truth. Go with us. Bless each one. We ask it in the precious name of Christ. Amen.